This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Well, we're thinking about communicating and how friendships work. Do you think that you could have problems in a relationship? Well, one of the keys to developing healthy relationships is to know how to handle the problems that come up. And of course, that takes a great deal of honesty. And the last couple of mornings I've been talking about what it says in Proverbs. And in fact, Proverbs 27:5-6 says, "An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy." It's interesting words, aren't they, from Proverbs 27. In other words, it's better for a close friend to be honest about a problem in that relationship than for an enemy to tell you that you're great when they don't really mean it. So sometimes friends are the only people who love us enough to tell us what we need to hear. If you look at chapter 24:26, it says, "An honest answer is like a warm hug." So genuine, healthy, deep, meaningful relationships, they're built on things like honesty and not on flattery. So your friends will tell you when you're wasting your life or you've made a dumb, bad decision because, as I said, it's based on honesty. Now, all of us, whether we admit it or not, have blind spots. The question is that really matters is, do you have anybody in your life that loves you enough to point out some of these issues? Is there someone that cares enough to say, look, you need to work on this? Well, you can be honest while still being constructive with your words. So a good tip in talking to others is try to use feeling statements. You know, it's better to say, look, when you did that the other day, I felt this way. I know you didn't mean it, but that's how it made me feel. You're owning up to that particular situation. You're not blaming them. So if you are developing friendships, of course, there's going to be times when you're going to have to forgive that person. Proverbs 17:9 says, "Disregarding another person's fault preserves love. Telling them about it separates close friends." That's Proverbs 17:9. So friendships require this ability to forget. Harping on the past, well, what's the point? It has destroyed many marriages and friendships. So have you ever had a fight or an argument with someone in which you're tempted to bring up all the mistakes they've ever done while you're in midstream, as it were? So there's nothing that'll kill a friendship faster than doing that. So you need to forgive. Proverbs 19:11, it says, "People with good sense restrain their anger. They earn esteem by overlooking wrongs." Now, dealing honestly like that with problems is that you can move on and forgive. And you can even forget. You know why we should do that? Because Jesus Christ has forgiven us. Ephesians 4:32 says, "You should be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you." So the Bible tells us that God won't forgive you if you don't forgive others. Those two things are linked very closely. How many times? Well, we've spoken about this before. It's an unlimited number. Forgiveness is an act of the will. So it's amazing how this actually can work out. You know, there's something else I'd like to mention, and that is being confidential with information. It's good to have relationships, but you know, it says in Proverbs 11:13, "A gossip goes around revealing secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence." Proverbs 18:8, "What dainty morsels rumors are, but they sink deep into one's heart." Now, we tend to think of gossip as one of those little less serious sins, don't we? But when God talks about gossip, he puts on the list, you know, things like sexual immorality and murder, things that are serious. He also says that gossip is bad because it destroys relationships. So more friendships, I think, have been destroyed by gossip than probably any other kind of disloyalty. So it's incredibly destructive to relationships when you trust someone and then you find out, well, I really shouldn't have trusted that person at all. Gossip's talking about a situation with somebody who is not part of the solution and not part of the problem. So don't talk like that. If you have a problem with another person, the Bible says you go and talk to that person directly and try and sort it out. Well, Father, thank you for the relationships we have with people. I pray, Lord, that you'll help us understand this connection we have is so good to be with other people. And thank you, Jesus, that you came to restore all relationships. And I accept Jesus today into my life. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.